man, by his own nature, is not free to enjoy life, and he will never really enjoy life left to himself. It's this finite, sinful man. If you leave him to himself, he'll not make the right choices, and he will not be blessed by God. Enjoyment of life without God is impossible. Doesn't matter who's one is or what one has. Without God at the center of life, enjoyment is not possible. So we come to these verses. We may observe that from the first time in the book, God becomes a key part of the discussion. Four times in three verses, God is named. We may also point out the name for God used here is Elohim, the plural noun for God. And that is used with the third person masculine singular verb. And it's another clear evidence of the Trinity. The point is, unless one has a relationship with the triune God of the Bible, one will not ever find real joy or meaning. We must remember that when Solomon experienced these things, he was a believer, and he was far removed from a close relationship with God. From all external appearances, Solomon looked and was impressive. He had the look of one who was successful and secure, but behind the scenes, his life was lonely and it was empty and miserable. He was trying to find meaning in life without God and found that he was chasing the wind. You see, God is the one who can give meaning, fulfillment, and joy to life, and he will give it one to the one who keeps him at the center of his life. So without God at the center of your life, there's going to be a restlessness in your heart, because deep in one's heart, there's this uncertainty and insecurity. There's an emptiness in many ways. One who is not right with God is just faking his way through life. It isn't real. The problem with such an individual is not his job, nor his achievements, not even his possessions. It is his relationship with God. So Solomon saw the positive life that God could give to a working person. Look at verse 18. It says, "Behold, what I have seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of his life that God has given him, for this is his lot." There's nothing more wonderful than a person to be able to do his job, to make enough to eat and drink and be able to enjoy life. Just because we observe others enjoying a job in life doesn't mean we will. So we'll see the amount one has does not determine one's happiness. Happiness is determined by your relationship with the Lord. So it really doesn't take much for one to enjoy your life. If we have enough food and shelter, if we have enough to drink and clothes to wear, we can be happy. And it is possible to enjoy oneself in all one's labor. Another job is not necessarily a better job or a happier job. It's possible to enjoy your job here and now, no matter how strenuous it is or difficult it is. And it has to be remembered that our labor won't last long. That term, toil and labor, they're terms that speak of a heavy, wearisome labor. The point is, it is possible to enjoy a job, no matter how strenuous or difficult it may be. We don't necessarily need an easier job to be happy. So apparently a key to this is to realize we only have strength to work hard for a few years. Hard work, no matter what the job, glorifies God. And Paul wrote these words, "Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ, not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will render service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free." That's Ephesians 6, 5 through 8. So God gives length of life, and he gives enjoyment of life. So God can permit a person to live a long life to any age he wants. He can also see to it that a person lives long but never enjoys his work. And the determining factor of length of life and enjoyment in life is God. So we see that Solomon saw the positive God could give to a wealthy person. Look at verse 19. "Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil, this is the gift of God." So not only can God give meaning to a working person, he can also give it to a wealthy person. And again, we point out that just because one has wealth does not mean he has happiness. It was Seneca, the Roman philosopher, who said, "Money has never yet made anyone rich." And then lastly here, Solomon saw the carefree life God can give to any person. Look at verse 20. "For he will not much remember the days of his life, because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart. So a God-centered person is not obsessed or oppressed by the thought of his own death. When Solomon was out of step with God, it seems at times he was consumed by the thought of death. Life for one right with God is an exciting exposition, not a depressing drudgery. So one right with God isn't worried about what he does or doesn't have. He doesn't worry about how long he will live. He just enjoys the day. Lives in light of the words of Jesus Christ, who said, "Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Matthew 6:34. So you need to carefully observe where happiness, fulfillment, and joy are found. It's in the heart. Nothing material, nothing tangible can produce gladness. God must put it into your heart. And even though we live in dark and evil days, our days can be enjoyable when God grants joy and happiness to a man, and man can forget about the brevity of